You act on what the word says. You don't sit there and say, well, I know the word said. You don't mentally agree with it. You act on the word in confidence. If something come up, listen to me good now. Something come up that's different what the word said, you go, ha, 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 and laugh and go right on. But you can't do it if your heart is empty. Just like you can't go to town if your car is empty. Am I helping anybody? These powers that we are dealing with has already been defeated. They're not going to be. They're already, but they're trying to surround you. This and a whole bunch of peoples in the world. You can ask them certain questions. I'm not going to get that today. But I'll give you one. You ask the person. Just walk up to a person and I don't care if they go to church. What, especially if they want to go to church. Are you righteous? You know what they'll say? Well, I try to be. And I walk up to you and I say, AJ, you a man? Well, I'm trying to be. Are you a male? Well, I'm trying to be. Don't you know? See, ain't something I'm trying to be. I was made that way. Hello? Listen to this. We the body of Christ. Are y'all hearing me today? Are you hearing what God said? We the body of Christ need to get the revelation of how one we are with the Lord. We need to get the revelation. We'll stop acting and doing and saying. That's the reason why we act like we don't have a revelation. We are one. We are one with the Lord. All right? How one we're with the Lord. How one we're with the Lord Jesus. He's the head of the body. When he was raised from the dead, he's the head, and we are the body, excuse me. When he raised from the dead, we were raised with him. See, you didn't get saved whatever day you said, I confess with my mouth and believe one Tuesday evening about 4 o'clock, 5 years ago, 10 years. No, that wasn't when you got saved. You got saved when he raised from the dead. You just found out about it. And the reason why people still broke, because they hadn't found out about their rich. That's why they hadn't found out about it. The reason why they're depressed, they hadn't found out about it. They're free. You've been free way back there 2,000 years ago. You know why? And you let stuff detain you and entertain you and distract you. And you don't get in here and you don't consult the Holy Spirit. Some people don't even know there's a Holy Spirit. And they treat coming to Bible class and their personal prayer time and like a stepchild or mother-in-law they don't like. Mother-in-law, you don't like, you don't go visit. You go when you have to. As a guy, I don't know him, but a friend of mine said, I know him. He said he had to go up toward Tennessee to go to his mother-in-law house. He would not travel in the state. He said, go 51. He said, I'll take it as long as I can to get there. He said, I am in no hurry to get there. So when you treat the word of God like this, you can see why people are in the shape they're in. So let me start over. We are the body. We the body of Christ need to get a revelation of how one we are with the Lord Jesus. He's the head and we're the body. He's the head, we're the body. When he was raised from the dead, we were raised with him. His name took his place in the earth. Whatever he did when he was here on earth in flesh, listen to this now. Whatever he did when he was here on earth in flesh, his name will do the same. Listen to this statement. I thought this was neat. The Lord gave this to me. A signed check in my absence will get you just as much money if I'm present with you. If I sign a check when I'm present, after whatever I put on that check, get you just as much. I don't even have to be there. Y'all want me to sign your check today? The name of Jesus will do just as much for you in his absence as it would in his as if he was standing there in flesh. Think about that. Because his name took his place. Those demons, the devil, those demons, those principalities and powers, hosts of darkness, whoever they are, they know that. He did not. Let me read you another scripture. Listen. Let me read you another. Turn with me to Colossians chapter 2:15. We'll revisit it, but I'm gonna read it now. Watch this. Listen to this. Listen to it real good now. See how we're doing. Are you with me? Have you found it? What did I say, 2:15? I'm going to read this from the King James for right now, for the moment. Having spoiled, spoil principalities and power, plural. Notice both of them, plural. He made a show of them. That means he defeated them right in front of the angelic host and all the people, all the whatever that spiritual being. Everybody saw it. He didn't do it in a corner. He didn't take them behind the corner and whip them real good and didn't say, "You shut up." No, sir. He whipped them right out in front of every one of them. And they know that they have been defeated. But they don't want you to know it. So they'll feed you a bunch of religion, a bunch of garbage. Tell you, that's just the way you are. You can't help yourself. The devil is a lie. Amen. The name of Jesus will do just as much in his absence as he was standing right there with you. The Holy Spirit is the same power source in us as he is in Jesus. I'm going to say that again. The Holy Spirit is the same one. You remember the River Jordan when John baptized Jesus and then the Holy Spirit came in the body shape of a dove and did what? Lit upon him. That's the same Spirit. Listen to me. That's the same Spirit that came on the day of Pentecost. And this age in which we're living in right now is the age of the Holy Spirit. There was an Old Testament aid. There was aid of redemption, which Jesus, stayed about 33 and a half years. But we are now in the Holy Spirit aid. Jesus kept telling, "I'm going to send you another comforter, that he may abide with you, not apart from you, but to live in you."